Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
Four championship points. Now Collins will put the serve into play to the Barty chip return up the middle. Collins went cross-court at the back end. Ash digs it out. Collins looking to go up the line. Ash on the forehand cross-court. She's done it! She's done it! Ash Barty has broken the drought of 44 years. She is the Australian Open champion. What a moment to savour. Some raw emotion from Ash that we don't always get to see. Wow! What a comeback in that second set. Ash Barty goes across to her great mate who steps on court, Casey Dellacqua, the warmest of embraces. It was so instrumental in getting Ash to come back to tennis. Second time around, and aren't we all thankful, Sam Stosur, for that?
Oh, that is a... Thank God for Casey Dellacqua.
Wow.
I'm speechless. That is just... You can't be speechless on radio, but I really am. This is just an incredible moment.
Yeah, it's goosebumps. Absolute goosebumps. We've wanted this to happen. We put in the order at the start of the tournament, and she's delivered. Challenged for the first time in the final, 5-1 down in the second set, and she dug deep. A couple of big breaks to serve. She built the pressure on Collins. The Barty box, Craig Tizer, Gary, her fiance, Mark Taylor, strength and conditioning. There's Ben Crow up the back, her manager Nikki.
Physio Mel Omazzolo.
Yeah, yep. Wow. The Barty party is just getting started tonight.
They're going to have a good one, aren't they?
I'm crying here, unashamedly. This is too much. Brett on the text. Who said not battled Harden? Ha! Foot planted firmly in my mouth. Driving a truckload of barley from Yass to Cootamundra. Had to pull over to listen to the final set without any distractions. This is an amazing moment for Aussie sports. I'll never forget this. Good on you. David from Israel is tuned in, loving the call. Sam, this must take you back. I mean, you've been a Grand Slam champion. Just what Ash Barty would be feeling right now, which is one... Two others, of course, but to win at home.
Oh, Wimbledon was always her pinnacle. That was the one that she wanted. She got that last year, but I think this is... I don't know if you can get better than this moment, honestly, winning at home after so long. You can see she doesn't give away much emotion after that match point. She let out the biggest roar I think we've ever seen from her. So you can tell how much it means to her. That was absolutely incredible.
We say this 2 weeks on. It's the whole build-up was... just unusual, wasn't it? With the whole Djokovic situation, which took away from the real tennis build-up that we normally are associated with. Not that it would perturb Ash. I mean, she just goes about her business so methodically and practically. And we all said it, you know, once Novak wasn't going to play, the best present from here would be Ash Barty wins the singles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we walk away with one of the best feelings, if not the best feeling, from an Australian Open.
Absolutely. Remembering what we're here for. We're here to play tennis, yeah. and have moments like this and enjoy the sport. And when you've got a homegrown champion, that is the absolute pinnacle of what you could ever ask for. So, yeah, what an incredible tournament.
Can you look back to your own feeling when you won in New York? Just first reaction.
I wish I could feel it again. But yeah, it's an incredible feeling moment, and you feel like you've obviously achieved something that you've always dreamed of, and to go through and know that, wow, I was able to do that, there is absolutely nothing better. And I mean, for Ash to come back in that second set from 5-1 down, she was losing ground a lot through those rallies. Yeah. Collins was getting pumped, and you could see it was slowly. She got that one break, and then Ash started trying to get more forehand. She upped the pace on her forehand, hit more winners, and then those last couple of games, she just absolutely dominated, and that tie break was just flawless.
So if you've somehow just turned, you must have been under a log if you're just turning on the radio now. I think our SMS has gone into overdrive here. 6-3, 7-6. 7 points to 2 in the tiebreaker for Ash Barty tonight. Just a couple of numbers for you. 82% points won off that first serve. She went into double figures as far as the ace tally was concerned with 10. The winners, 29-17. It was 22 apiece, unforced errors. 10 more points overall, 70-60. And in a few moments' time, she is going to lift the Daphne Akers Trophy. Chris O'Neill, the last winner, 1978, has handed the baton to the 25-year-old from Ipswich, who has fans all over the world who love playing, or love watching her play tennis. What a moment. A Wimbledon champion, a French Open champion, and now an Australian Open champion. You feel is plenty more to come. Look at that cry for emotion. We don't see that much from Ash. She's been wanting to let that out.
That's
for
2 weeks.
A long time.
2 weeks worth of emotion right there.
The story's, well, it's only partly written at the age of 25. I'm about to take you to the presentation with Todd Woodbridge up on stage. We're just getting some reaction in the background through our monitor of Garden Square going absolutely off. Grand Slam Oval packed to capacity. This whole precinct is full. Only on the text. Great call, guys. Loved every second listening to the car. Dylan Brad from Blind Bite. Where is Blind Bite? I think. Is it down Warrnambool Way? Just maybe correct me if I'm wrong. The presentation coming up with Todd Woodbridge.
Womanjika, welcome. What a night, what an atmosphere. There was so much anticipation and excitement around this match. And didn't these two wonderful athletes put on an amazing show here on Rod Laver Arena? Well, firstly, we need to congratulate and thank all of the players, the support staff, the sponsors, and Tennis Australia for staging an unbelievable tournament these past few weeks. Joining us tonight for the presentation is the Chair of Tennis Australia, Jane Herdlicker, Tournament Director, Craig Tiley, Tournament Referee, Wayne McEwen, and to assist with the trophy presentations, our AO 2022 top ball girl, Serena Aponzo. And I'd like now to invite Jane to come up and say a few words.
Thanks, Todd, and what a spectacular night for Ash Barty and Danielle Collins. This is unbelievable tennis. Congratulations to both of them. Ash Barty, 1-5 down. You rock. Well done. Spectacular 2 weeks of tennis for you, Ash. Almost a flawless 2 weeks of tennis. Tonight, I know, was the night of nights for you. Third Grand Slam title, a spectacular opportunity in your home country to bring home another title. But long long before Ash was a Grand Slam champion, she was a role model champion of some magnitude and has inspired women and girls into sport for years. Ash, your humility, your work ethic, and your kind and generous spirit truly does inspire everyone around you and instills in all of us great pride. We're sure we're going to see you back here contesting many, many more titles. Just a huge congratulations. Well done tonight. And Danielle, you have had an amazing 2 weeks of tennis at the Australian Open. You have worked hard every single match to get here tonight. Your tenacity, drive, spirit. It's clear to see you two had very strong role models in Venus and Serena, and we're very sure that just like those two, we'll see you back contesting titles for many years to come. Well done tonight. And we have had a spectacular 2 weeks of the Australian Open on the women's side, and every single athlete put it all out on the line, vying for an opportunity to be here tonight. And every one of them has worked hard since they were young girls to have the opportunity to compete for this very trophy. And so for every one of them, congratulations for working hard and inspiring the world of athletes. A few quick thank yous. Our sponsors, you're amazing. Without you, we couldn't do this. It's been a really tough 2 years of challenge and loss and struggle, and you've been beside us every step of the way. Thank you. To our team. To our team, there are 10,000 strong people that it takes to pull together the Australian Open every year, and every single one of them, no matter their role, plays an important piece of delivering amazing experiences to our fans, to our players, and to our partners. And every one of you, thank you for what you do each day to bring a smile. For the fans, whether you're at home or you're here tonight, you're amazing. What a night! It's good to be out. Sport brings community together and it brings cities alive, and we're off to a great start in 2022. Let's keep it going. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Don't go away, because I'd like to invite our chair umpire from today's final, Mirjana Veljevic, to come up and accept a gift on behalf of Tennis Australia for the role that you played in today's final. Congratulations, Mirjana. A job well done. Okay, I have a little surprise. We have a special guest to present the finalist trophy in the Daphne Akhurst Memorial Cup. Would you please welcome a 13-time Grand Slam champion, four-time winner here at the Australian Open. She is a legend of our game. Put your hands together for Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley. a very special moment. Well, now, although falling just short, it has been a brilliant tournament for this fearless competitor. And off the back of the performance here at the Australian Open, she's projected to head into the top 10 for the first time in her career. Please put your hands together for our finalist today, Danielle Collins.
I think I owe a big congratulations to Ash on a phenomenal 2 weeks here and really a phenomenal couple of years. It's been tremendous to watch her climb the rankings all the way up to number one and live out her dream. And, you know, I really admire you as the player that you are and the variety of your game. And hopefully I can implement some of that into mine. I think first and foremost, we wouldn't be standing here without all of the awesome people behind this tournament. So I would like to thank everybody that has helped put on this event year after year. It's one of my favorite events to come to and to compete at, and I'm so grateful to be able to come here. It's a childhood dream of mine, and I thank every single one of you, especially you, Craig. I think this is most of the players' favorite Grand Slam, so thank you so much. And all of the volunteers this week that have been so encouraging and fun to be around. We've had a lot of great drives in the car to a thousand blessings in Richmond for the coffee in the morning. And I've met some really incredible people along the way, which has been one of the most special things about being a professional athlete is the people that you get to meet. So thank you to all of the volunteers. And all of the player support staff, especially the physios and medical staff, I'm honestly just lucky to be out here competing, and to have gotten this far has been incredible. With some of the adversity that I faced physically early on in the tournament, I would not be able to do what I did today or the rest of the tournament without the medical staff and the dedicated physios who have just worked around the clock, been here every single day for all of us. And I have a lot of people to thank, so I'm probably going to forget, and I'm so sorry if I do, but I want to thank everybody that came to support me these last 2 weeks. My guys over there in the corner. We all met by chance, and now we're friends for life. So thanks for being my ride or dies and always cheering me on and supporting me and trying to get me out of these mental ruts. It means the world to me. Marty, I don't want to get too choked up, but I wouldn't be here without your support. And thank you for believing in me. A ton of people believe in me and my career, and Marty's been somebody that has supported me since I've ever wanted to do this. And taking the time out of his own busy life to be here and to support me every step of the way means the world to me. So thank you so, so much. Thank you, Joe, my amazing boyfriend, for taking time off of work also. to help me to bring some normalcy to my life and to keep everything fun all the time. So I can't wait for so many more adventures and good times ahead. So Timmy, Jacinta, Rachel, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to every single match and being here for me on the good days, the bad days. And David Wagner, thank you for coming. It meant the world having you in my box, and I can't wait to watch you win so many more Grand Slams. So thank you. I'm all done now, and now it's time. Celebrate a big night for Ash, and thank you, everyone. Thanks for everybody that came in support of us. Thank you.
Well done, Danielle. Congratulations on a wonderful tournament. But it can't be easy playing with the weight of the country on your shoulders. Just can't be. But this young lady just takes it all in her stride, doesn't she? We've waited a long time to be able to crown a home hero here at Melbourne Park. And it is my pleasure to ask Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley to present the Daphne Akhurst Memorial Trophy to our champion at the Australian Open 2022, our women's singles champion, Ash Barty.
Thank you everyone so much. I think first and foremost I have to say congratulations to Danielle and to your team. It's been an amazing fortnight for you. You're in the top 10. It's absolutely where you belong. So congratulations, and I know that you'll be fighting for many more of these in the future. I'm a little stumped here. I would love to obviously thank Jane, Craig, your team, everyone who does so much work behind the scenes. As Jane said, this last couple of years has been extraordinarily tough for everyone, and it takes a real big village to put on an event like this, and you guys have been outstanding, absolutely incredible. You make the players feel welcome, and I think this tournament has been one of my favourite experiences, so thank you so much for that, both of you. Thank you. To all the umpires, ball kids, everyone who makes this so easy for us players to come out here and enjoy it and do what we do and love what we do, love to come out here and compete. You guys make it seamless, and without you, we'd be lost out here. So thank you so much for all the time and effort, the late nights, early mornings. Thank you very much. Of course, to my team. Wow, it's just... I've said numerous times, I'm so lucky tonight to have so many people here that love me, support me. Pretty bloody special that Mum, Dad and my sisters are here. I'm pretty rapt with that they can come down today. I'm an incredibly fortunate and lucky girl to have so much love in my corner, and you know that comes. We started right together, right from the start, in this second part of our career. We did it all together. No one's changed from our team. It's been incredible. I love you guys to death. You are the absolute best in the business, and I can't thank you for all the time and love you put into me. And I think as an Aussie, the most important part of this tournament is being able to share it with so many people, and you guys today in the crowd have been nothing shy of exceptional. this crowd is one of the most fun I've ever played in front of, and you guys brought me so much joy out here today. You relaxed me, you forced me to play my best tennis, and against a champion like Daniela, I know I had to absolutely bring that today. So thank you so much for all of your love and support the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is just a dream come true for me, and I'm so proud to be an Aussie. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you next time.
And Ash, all of Australia is proud of you. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the formal part of our ceremony. Both of the players will take some photos, and then Ash will do a lap of honour if you want to grab a pick as she races around Rod Laver Arena. Don't forget, there's still a doubles to come, and of course, tomorrow night as well. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
A moment to cherish. I'm sure all of you out there haven't moved away from your radio. Everything's gone on pause over the last couple of hours. Goosebumps just listening to all that. How about that? And the surprise of Yvonne Goolagong. We know just the great relationship, Sam, that they share. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been friends for a long time. Yvonne's been Ash's mentor. So I think to receive this trophy from her, that's absolutely as good as it gets.
Yeah, one that doesn't seek the limelight, Yvonne Goolagong, at all. Her humility shines through in Ash Barty as she stands in the middle of both Ash and Danielle Collins and poses for a photo. An Australian Open champion, an Aussie, getting it done. Wow, it's just, we've got to keep talking, Sam. And you feel it just lying down for a moment here. Just plenty coming through on the text as well. Love your contribution, just feeling live radio, live sport. This is what it's all about. This is what SEN is all about. Whatever sport it is, it doesn't have to be your favourite sport, but just to be driving around in the car or sitting at home, the live theatre of these big events. And the Australian Open is one of the big four to win every single year. And we've got Nadal and Medvedev to come tomorrow night. We've got the All-Aussie men's doubles final. Gee, that's nice. That's a nice little bit of dessert to come later on. I think hopefully not too many people are going to leave. I wouldn't suggest they are.
I couldn't imagine too many people are going to be leaving at all. No way.
So how do you sort of wrap that up? I mean, we genuinely thought sitting here that second set looked like it was gone.
Gone, yeah. I agree. It was not looking good for Ash to, you know, be able to win in straight sets. And somehow she clawed her way back, and then you did get a sense once she was able to break Danielle back that second time that it was going to be hers. It was, the momentum had totally swung again, and thankfully for all of Australia and for Ash Barty, she was able to then continue the role and absolutely dominate that second set tiebreak. She didn't give Danielle an absolute chance to try and get into that third then from that point in time, and finished with a flurry of amazing shots. And now she's holding the trophy.
I mean, you obviously, you know Ash far better than I do, Sam. I mean, just the person. I mean, what you see is clearly what you get. I mean, you know, in reference to mum and dad and her sisters, I mean, she loves getting home, you know, that feel of home. And obviously in the early part, you know, when she won a junior slam and was travelling around, it wasn't the most comfortable thing for her. And she came back and she needed that sort of grounding, you know, went to cricket. And then, obviously, got herself into the groove. Okay, well, gee, I'm damn good at tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to somehow have to embrace the lifestyle of tennis.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into being a tennis player. It's so much more than just what you see out here on the court, the hitting of the ball, the forehands and backhands. There's so much that goes into it, and it wasn't Ash's cup of tea early on in her career, and gave it away. And, yeah, she loves to be home. She's, you know, not out seeking the spotlight or anything like that. You could always see it when she received the trophy. You wanted her to lift it above her head, and she was always like, oh, okay, there we go. But I mean these pitches are just incredible, and yeah, she likes to be home, but being a tennis player, you've got to be away, you've got to put in the time on the planes and do everything. And to credit to her, she's put a great team around her who support her on the road. They're able to make all of those things that she finds difficult easier for her. And now she's absolutely reaping the reward. awards. And like she, I mean, she's always the first one to mention her team and that she couldn't do it without them. And that is so absolutely true.
No doubt. I need to see a replay of Match Point. I mean, when you're calling it, I've forgotten what she did because someone said here, so glad to see Ash not going with a very overused and lame celebration of falling on the court. She's all class and an inspiration. Well, I mean, I suppose that's a natural reaction when you win a slam. A lot of people just... the relief.
I think it just happened. I don't know if anyone truly thinks about what they're going to do. You win and then whatever happens, happens. Yeah. But yeah, she gave the double fist pump, loudest roar I think she's ever probably done. So yeah, that's a pure emotion coming out right there.
It was 6-3, 7-6 Ash Barty, the Australian Open champion for 2022. And well, she's posing with all the ball kids. She'll do a lap of honour. She's going to speak to all the rights holders who pay good money and want the winner, and then she'll do the media conference. And
she's got a long night ahead of her. She is not going to bed anytime soon. And not that she would want to.
I think when she won Wimbledon last year, she was so cooked. By the time she got into that intimate environment with her team, I think she had one glass and she was done for the night.
Yeah, I think you probably always think you're going to have this wicked party afterwards, but you are absolutely spent.
What was it like for you when you won? What happened with your team post winning?
I did all the media rounds and all of that stuff, and then we got back to the hotel. We didn't have a restaurant booked or anything, so we went down to this bar that somebody knew of and ordered like 15 pizzas, brought them in, had the whole bar and just had a great night. But I had a couple of drinks and that's all you want. But I was up till like 3 a.m. and I think I started the next morning at like 6:30 doing all the stuff that they do after the US Open there. So talk about cooked, I was cooked. But yeah, it was still great. You just enjoy it. And however it happens, it happens. And you're just with the people that you want to be with around your team and the people that support you. And yeah, fantastic.
Thank you for bringing the game into my lounge room. The atmosphere was awesome. Your commentary with Sam beside you was excellent. Good on you, Murray, down there at Geelong. Aussie. Yeah, there was plenty of that in the crowd tonight, but oi. We haven't got rid of that saying. I'd like us to maybe come up with something a bit better, but it's part of...
Lucky we got a few,
Yeah, exactly. And many people just complimenting having Yvonne Goolagong out on court. I did a function at Kooyong about 3 years ago with Yvonne, and it was just absolutely brilliant. I mean, to be able to speak to her, she's so humble. I mean, she doesn't really feel too many media requests, doesn't really want to delve into, too many things re tennis, but she's still doing so much, isn't she? And especially the Indigenous community, the carnival up there in the NT, and her and Ash have done a lot of work side by side up in Queensland as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yvonne's an amazing ambassador for our sport and for our country, and she was the first Fed Cup captain that I played under, and to be playing under a captain like her and her legendary status, that was incredible. So Yvonne is one incredible person. I can only imagine what this means to Ash to have her here tonight.
How are you seeing women's tennis, Sam? I mean, Ash clearly is the world number one player, 3 years running, could be very much 4 years.
Yeah.
And there's such points of difference with her game that she's got all these dimensions. And the challenge for all the other players now to find a way to conquer this. I'd love to be a fly on the wall with those players and their team around them trying to take on Ash Barty.
Yeah, I mean, she's won 3 slams on 3 different surfaces. I mean, you'd have to think she's got an incredible chance to get the career slam, US Open. Those courts suit her as well. They've got the balls get bouncy. And I think, this year... look out, she is absolutely in incredible form, and I think the Australian tennis has got some very incredible moments to look forward to.
So we're just watching Ash. She's done everything on court, the lap of honour, all the photographs that need to be taken, and now she's walking back past all the champions of the past, back to the match call area where she'll no doubt find her team. And wonder what's going through her mind right now. She had a great smile and she's got that Daphne Akers trophy in her hand. I bet she can't wait to just embrace the people who are closest to her, who are on the ride with her every single day, the ups and the downs.
Thanks, cheers.
I'll tell you what, there's plenty of ups. Just following her through the bows of Rod Laver Arena. Who's she going to greet first? There's Mum.
Mum's
got a hug first, and Dad. Rob and Josie and the two sisters. What's their names? I've forgotten. But they're great support for her. She always talks about her family. That's what it all comes down to. They're the people that... They're there for everything, Sam.
Oh, yeah, they go on the ride with her. No doubt, even when they're not with her on the road, they're watching the streaming or the live scores or whatever it is, following her every single minute when she's on court. And it takes a whole family to do this. Yep. And you can't leave, you know... You got to do it together, especially in the early years. So, yeah, she absolutely gives credit to them.
Yeah, and they're all around her at the moment. Everyone's getting a hug. And then she'll go off and do all her duties tonight, and they'll be the people that she certainly embraces later on for a couple of quiet ones.
Quiet?
Well, I don't know. I mean, depends how cooked she is. She might let herself a bit looser than Wimbledon.
Have an espresso. Get back up again.
Exactly. Come on, Ash. 6 a.m. finish. Well, that is just... it's a moment to savour. Really, really... you just feel lucky to sit here and call that. And at the it swung that second set. We thought, just for the first time in the whole tournament, I was thinking of another scenario. And, gee, she got it back on track superbly and closed it out in straight sets. So it's a huge moment here at the Australian Open. And when you just look back at the women's draw and the whole tournament on the singles side and what we saw, I mean, we were earmarking sort of Barty Osaka in that fourth round as soon as the draw came out. Anna Samova beats Osaka. I would love to see those two play each other more. They just haven't quite matched up. You know, one was off the tour, one was not on the tour, as Dylan Alcott is there as well, getting a hug from Ash. But what have you made just of the whole 2 weeks on the women's side?
Oh, look, there's been some amazing matches being played out here, and you can look at all the seeds in the early rounds and do your predictions and everything else, but a Grand Slam never, ever really works out the way you think it's going to. So I don't know if too many people would have predicted the number one seed against the 27th today, but what a treat we had, and yeah, many, many great moments. We had some incredibly long matches and fights and battles, and then the one we all wanted to win at the end has been able to do it. What an incredible achievement this is. It is so hard to do this, win Grand Slams, let alone in your home country. That's why it hasn't been done for so long, and now we've got a home winner.
Indeed, and we know the depth in women's tennis is, you know, I mean, Ash is sort of setting herself apart now, but there's, you know, every Grand Slam we go into, well, you're right, we get players through the draw that you can't quite see, and it's pretty even. There's certainly plenty of challenges coming up, but they've still got to try and conquer Ash Barty.
Yeah, who just every match grows in more confidence. So what do you do with that then? It's not, you're not just fighting the ball. You know, this aura of being number one and three-time Grand Slam champion, and, you know, against a lot of players, that can win you the first few games right there before you even start. So she's just absolutely embracing everything that comes with this, and she's got one hell of a ride ahead of her.
So Ash Barty has got so many people around her at the moment. She's obviously getting a lot of love from the people who are closest to her, and other people who are just sort of part of the whole sort of tennis setup. There's Ben Crowe getting a hug. Alicia Molik's in there as well. There's Trent Cotchin in the back, the former Tiger skipper, who's also built a lovely friendship with Ash. I mean, there's not many more passionate Mad Tiger supporters than Ash Barty.
I think she's number one, isn't she?
Always taking in the Tigers games on the road. If she's either watching it live or watching a replay. That was one of the best things, wasn't it, that when she was off the tour through COVID, Richmond go up to Brisbane and win the premiership at the Gabba, and for her to be part of that as well. So, yeah, not too many more popular sports people in Australia right now.
Oh, no way. Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to find one. I'd be looking for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Sam. Great to have you in.
Thank you for having me. Tonight. That was a lot of fun.
So the year ahead, you're going to obviously play doubles still with
Zhang Shuai.
Great success last year. So what does the year sort of look like? Give us a little pick.
Probably about 10 or so tournaments, I think. So much more limited schedule than what I've ever been used to. But, yeah, going to play the big events, the lead-ups to the slams. And, yeah, play with Shuai wherever it makes sense for her as well, if there happens to be an extra tournament or something. So, yeah, a little bit different plan, but we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you won some big events, US Open, Cincinnati, of course, got to the WTA finals at the end of the year. So, and the family hopefully can spend some time with you on the road.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Yeah, a bit of logistical things still to work through, but we're hoping to get it all done. And then, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be travelling with a toddler, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah, it's become certainly become probably part of the tour more these days. So.
There are so many kids out there. She'll have lots of friends. I know that 100%.
The tennis craze, she'll be full. Thank you, Sam. Great to have Sam Stosur with us tonight, the 2011 US Open champion. We hope to have Sam part of our future coverage here on SEN. So off Ash Barty goes. She'll take that Daphne Akers trophy out to where the fans are, out to where her media rounds are with all the different broadcasters.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
And she'll be able to celebrate long into the night.